Kavod HaRav. Would the Rav please explain the source that one is Jewish through the mother and how to explain this to one who is not from? I was challenged by someone who thought this to be wrong. As long as one feels Jewish, they should be Jewish. Anonymous from the United States. First of all, would he say the same thing about an American, that anybody who feels American is an American, or does an American have to go through either be born to American parents in America or go through a process of naturalization? So too, you can't just be Jewish by feeling Jewish. There are rules and laws of what defines a Jew, and there are ways of becoming a Jew, but there are also rules that define that too. Just feeling that you're something doesn't make you that thing. In any case, the source in the Torah is the following. It says in Devarim chapter 7, verse 3 and 4, Torah says the following. V'lo sishchatein bon. Do not intermarry with the non-Jews of the land around you, and it applies to all non-Jews. Don't give your daughter to his son. In other words, don't let your daughter marry a non-Jewish man. And don't let your son marry a non-Jewish woman. And then the Torah says, Ki yosir es bincho miacharai, because he will take your son and take him away from the way of God. Now, Rashi brings down the Chazal that says the following, that it says that the non-Jewish man will take your son, meaning your grandson, your daughter's son, and take him away from God. That means when a non-Jewish man marries a Jewish woman, the child they have is considered a Jewish boy who will be then taken away from Judaism by his non-Jewish father. And that child is considered your child, your progeny, meaning your grandchild. But in the other case, where the non-Jewish woman marries a Jewish man, there the Torah doesn't say that she will lead your grandson away, because the grandson born to a non-Jewish woman is not Jewish anyway. That is, at least the way Rashi learns, the source for the fact that the mother determines the Judaism of the child.